You're listening to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast.
Is the Prime Minister actually saying that taxpayers should be on the hook when he breaks the law?
What is it going to take for the Prime Minister to have any respect for any laws in this country that may curb his out-of-control behavior?
All these deficits leading to nothing but burying Canadians in taxes.
And now, here's your host, Tony Clement.
Welcome back to The Blueprint, Canada's Conservative Podcast. Just this week, Peter Kent, Member of Parliament, launched the Pay It Back campaign, a campaign devised to put pressure on Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to pay back the taxpayer money that was used on his illegal vacation to Billionaire Island. This is an important campaign. You can see it on social media. You can see it through regular media.
Good afternoon. Bonjour à tous. As we all know, in barely seven sitting days of the House, since the Ethics Commissioner found the Prime Minister to have broken the law by violating four major sections of the Conflict of Interest Act, he has refused to offer any meaningful discussion in the House, and more important, he has refused to accept any consequences. Now, no one argues with legitimate security and travel expenses on official business. But by spending more than $200,000 on an ill-considered, illegal vacation and refusing to repay those improper expenses, the Prime Minister has shown again his disdain for the rules of the House, his disdain for his own ethical guidelines, and as important, his disregard, his disrespect for fellow members of Parliament. Now, members of the House deserve meaningful answers to reasonable questions. Canadians deserve answers. But most important of all, Canadian taxpayers deserve to be repaid the hundreds of thousands of dollars improperly spent on his illegal vacation. So that's why today we are launching the Pay It Back initiative, an opportunity for all Canadians to communicate to the Prime Minister that they expect him to do the right thing and pay it back. Now, they can do that in any number of ways. They can do it by telephone to his constituency office in Papineau. They can do it by calling the Prime Minister's office here in Ottawa. They can use email, or they can, in a very simple manner, uncomplicated, doesn't cost a cent, take any envelope you might have in the House and address it to the Prime Minister, Parliament of Canada, Ottawa, postal code K1A016, and then on the back, you don't have to put anything into the envelope, on the back, inscribe, pay it back. Send it to the Prime Minister and communicate your urging that the Prime Minister do the right thing and repay Canadian taxpayers for those improper expenses paid on his illegal vacation by Canadian taxpayers. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Blueprint, Canada's Conservative Podcast. To find more episodes, interviews, and in-depth discussions of politics in Canada, search for The Blueprint on iTunes or visit podcast.conservative.ca.